This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show spent a lot of time, first hour, talking about the Cowboys. They didn't make a move yesterday. They're keeping Mike McCarthy. Philadelphia appears to be leaning towards keeping Nick Sirianni, or at least that was the feeling that the coaching staff is looking for different coordinators here, which would mean, I would think, on the surface, Nick Sirianni is going to keep his job. But that didn't stop somebody from asking one of the Philadelphia Eagles, Fletcher Cox, about their new head coach or their old head coach.
Have you, gotten any wind on what's going to happen with Nick? And you have confidence in, if you do come back, the confidence in him if he's also the head coach?
Like, any news about, what about Nick?
Nick, I mean, there's obviously some speculation about whether he may be fired or not. Yeah.
Come on, man. No, man, he's head football coach of this team, man. Come on, man. We ain't. There ain't even no discussion about
okay,
that.
Yeah, okay, you don't think it's going to
like,
happen?
I don't got nothing to say about that, man. You're a clown, bro. Get out of my face, bro.
Oh, come on. No, Fletcher, you're a clown. He was doing his job by asking you about this. And I get it. You can support your coach, but you don't have to say, oh, you're a clown. Diana Rossini is reporting that the Eagles GM Howie Roseman and the head coach Nick Sirianni have been reaching out to available NFL coaches and coordinators as well as coaching agents across the league. They're evaluating potential coordinator candidates to join the staff. Now, that could go on, and it doesn't mean ownership's going to go, hey, you're coming back, Nick. It could be these guys are going about their job. This is what they're supposed to do after the season, after you lose like that. You need changes. And Nick Sirianni is probably looking at making changes so there isn't a change at the head coaching position. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Peter King, he'll join us coming up here in a little bit. We'll talk about what the Cowboys didn't do, what the Eagles might do. Is the Charger job Jim Harbaugh's to turn down? And is Bill Belichick going to be the next head coach of the Atlanta Falcons? The Raiders look like Antonio Pierce will be their guy. Who wants Washington and who wants the Carolina job? So Pete will join us coming up. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Download the app if you haven't done so. And a poll question for hour two is going to be what, Seton O'Connor?
Well, we could change it up to the worst offense one can commit in sports.
Ooh, okay.
...
This happened last night. Texas Longhorns, they were not happy. They lost a game.
Well, if I can ask you the question, okay. Dan, worst offense one can commit in sports,
okay.
Is it cheating?
Mm-hmm.
Is it gambling or fixing a game?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it doing the horns down gesture, if you were able to pick of those three things?
I would say horns down.
Clearly.
Yeah, obviously.
Clearly.
Here is the Texas head coach after a loss to Central Florida, where the players were doing the horns down. Here's Rodney Terry.
You know, I'm a big believer in, you win the right way, you lose the right way. And, I always tell my guys, whether you win or lose, you win the right way. You lose the right way. You carry yourself the right way. You don't go through the handshake line or prior to getting to the handshake line and have about six or seven guys putting the horns down. We don't do that. You know, so that's what I was angry about. And I was letting those guys know, you don't do that. You know, you guys won. Hey, we shake, you know, shake your hand, tip our hat to you, but we're not going to let you act that way in our building. You're not going to do that. You're not going to put your horns down and do all that nonsense.
Okay. If you can't do horns down, then don't do horns up. Okay? Let's be fair. Because now I'm all for freedom to horn. You know, if you want to go up or you want to go down. But the fact that they had to put this language into the Big 12 that is saying to teams, you can't do horns down, well, then don't do horns up. Like, you're rubbing it in. When you do horns up, they're rubbing it in. Yeah, they're not giving you the middle finger. Like, you get a taunting penalty is what you're going to get if you do horns down. So, in-game, in-game. I don't know about after the game. All bets are off there. Yes, Seton.
I definitely appreciate going through the handshake line and not doing horns down. But even in that soundbite, he's like, you know, you're going through the handshake line, well, or just prior to the handshake line. Like, now you can't even do it walking to or from the handshake line because Texas is going to get upset.
God. Is there any other gesture that's written into the rules of a conference here? Is there anything else you're not allowed to do?
Because, you know, I have news for Texas when they join the SEC.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I don't think horns down is what you have to worry about all that much.
Yeah. I'm sure Georgia fans are going to be accommodating. My bad. My bad. Didn't mean to do the horns down. Yes, Paulie.
In the SEC, they're going to buy a steer, hold them upside down with horns down. They're not just going to put their little fingers down. They go big. I think you guys are overlooking the long historical rivalry that is Texas basketball versus UCF basketball.
Yeah.
Man, and the layers.
That's bitter rivalry.
You know what? You can almost agree with the coach in theory, the head coach of Texas, Rodney Terry, that, yeah, those players probably shouldn't be taunting Texas as they go to the – but that's on Johnny Dawkins, the head coach of UCF, to deal with and to – address with his own players.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think you don't say it to him in the line, or you don't say it in the press conference. Maybe you pull Johnny Dawkins aside and say, hey man, that wasn't.
But they weren't walking by them doing.
No, it was
horns down. It was in the group celebrating, and correct. They were doing it, and then they were like, nice game, good game,
horns down.
But if they were shaking the hands of the Texas players, but they were shaking it with the horns,
only putting two like fingers,
two fingers here, like, you know.
The good news is that teams going forward who face Texas, they're not going to do it.
No, nobody would think of doing that. What else do you have? Poll question one. Oh my God. Wait, he shook my hand with a. There's a horns. Okay.
That's good. Luck. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
Better not be so sensitive.
Yeah.
Next year.
Yeah.
We had up there, next season the Cowboys will get better or worse. Right now, 86% of the audience, this might be recency bias, yes. said that they're getting worse.
You know what? It'll probably be the same. You know, they win 12 games and then they lose in the first or second round.
I mean, technically, like this person pointed out on Twitter, 11-6 would technically be worse, but it's still pretty good.
But if you were 11-6 and then you went to the conference championship, then it's better there. All right. We'll talk to Peter King about what the Cowboys didn't do. No word on the Eagles right now. And, of course, the chart. We had Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback. He joined us, and he said he thinks the Chargers' job is Jim Harbaugh's to turn down, and the Falcons' job is Bill Belichick's if he wants it. And then you have the other teams, Washington with a startup rebuild, and certainly Carolina as well. And that's where are you going to get Mike? Is Mike Vrabel going to be a coach who takes over Carolina? I mean, at some point, there's only going to be two jobs available, and Mike Vrabel is going to be one of the candidates for those two jobs. It feels like that's Washington, and that might be the place, but Carolina or Washington for Mike Vrabel. And when he got fired, what was the response? Oh, he could get a job tomorrow. Okay. It's like Mike McCarthy. Oh, if he gets fired, he'll get a job tomorrow, which I went, no, I don't think so. He doesn't bring 12 wins to Carolina. He doesn't bring 12 wins to Washington. They did win 12 games in Dallas. Well, those rosters are different. It's not like you go, hey, you plug in Mike McCarthy, you're getting 12 wins. No, that's not the case. But I think there's, if we're pointing fingers, you can't point all the fingers at Mike McCarthy. It wasn't clock management in the loss to Green Bay. Now, you can say they weren't prepared, and it felt like they weren't prepared. Green Bay had a better game plan, and Dallas seemed surprised by that game plan. All right, poll question for hour two, Seton. Anything else that you're pondering here?
Well, we have a lot of Dallas Mike McCarthy poll questions.
Okay.
Will Jerry Jones regret keeping Mike McCarthy? Say yes or no. That's tough to say.
See, Jerry, his coaches become his friend. And they probably have beers and nachos every Friday. And Jason Garrett was a friend. Probably viewed him as a son. Sometimes, you know, it's you can't hire somebody you can't fire. That's really just a, you know, a standard work philosophy. If you're running a successful business, you can't hire somebody where you go, I can't fire him. Yeah, you can, because it's a bottom line business. And while their bottom line is, you know, whatever, $10 billion company here, you're still not winning. Imagine if they won. Like, you think how successful they become, and they don't even win. They don't win anything. That's power. Imagine if they win a championship. All right, couple of phone calls here. Michael in Indiana. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. 5'11", a medium rare, 180.
Oh, okay.
Just wanted to follow up on the whole horns down thing. You know, I think if you're a Texas fan, at this point, you should just expect it, right? People are going to do it. I think Texas fans may be one of the softest fan bases out there. And wanted to get your opinion on, you know, if Texas is the top softest fan base, even though everyone in Texas is apparently super tough. But who else, what other fan bases out there across all sports may be categorized?
Okay. I didn't think I'd be talking about softest franchises. Yes, Pauline.
I don't think I would use the word soft as much as touchy.
Sensitive
or touchy fan bases.
Yeah.
You know, we do this for a living, and when we poke a fan base, there's some that react and react with anger. I would throw out Ohio State football fans. No matter what you say about them, it doesn't work, even if it's some type of compliment. And I have nothing against Ohio State, but I've noticed that in our reactions when we do stuff on this show. There's one I'll throw out.
Yeah, but I don't have a bias with any of these fan bases. I truly don't. You know, I'm not in the, growing up in Ohio, I understand, you know, when you talk bad about the Buckeyes, people want to come after you. I get it. But my job is not to placate people. It's to give you an opinion. And Texas, I didn't grow up in the environment, but it's like, okay, don't give me horns up if they can't give you horns down. And you had a bad night. Now you're going to say to the head coach of Central Florida, guys, let's not do that. We're better than that. Okay, fine. I'm going to leave it with the two parties there. But, you know, they're doing it because they want to get to you. And then you let them get to you, and then they're going to continue to do it. And if you think you played big boy football in the Big 12, now you go to the SEC, get ready. Because it's going to happen. I wouldn't be as sensitive. You know, when you're facing LSU at night, I'm going to guess you're going to get down there in Baton Rouge. Just guessing you're going to get a little bit of that. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind?
Private jets are on my mind this morning. Dan, yesterday you said on the program that you've heard that Jim Harbaugh may be asking for stuff that is not football related. And one of the things that I think it may be is jet travel. In his current Michigan contract, he gets somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 or 40 hours on the team's private jet for personal use. Mm-hmm. They have a jet for him to do recruiting in. And I don't know how does Mike Tomlin or an NFL coach travel for personal use? Do they have private jets or are they flying first class? I think giving up a private jet would be really hard to part with.
Well, but they're recruiting. Mike Tomlin's not getting on a plane in the offseason and flying around to recruits, whereas Jim Harbaugh is. Like, it's a necessity that you can get from point A to point B and do it on your own time instead of, you know, waiting at the line, you know, at Hertz to get a rental car or, you know, getting on a plane, JetBlue. It just doesn't make sense. You know, Lincoln Riley got that when he went to USC. There are a lot of coaches who have that. There's always going to be a plane available to you, whether it's the schools or it's a billionaire. You know, the billionaire is going to want to go with you, and he's going to want to see what you're doing and talk to the coach, and you can use my plane. He wants access there. But I don't think that's a reason why Jim Harbaugh is going to stay at Michigan or not stay at Michigan because of the private jet. He's going to have access to that. But you're not flying around recruiting kids where I need to be there Friday night and come back on Saturday. And this is in the off season. Hey, I got to go see you know, this family, this kid. It's just not how it works. Let's see. So Peter King will join us coming up here. Rough week for Alabama, by the way. The transfer portal, NIL. That used to be their friend. Certainly the transfer portal, but not the case anymore. There are some players who aren't going to stay around to see what kind of coach Kalen DeBoer is. So this has been 8 days. 8 days. And Saban is still around the program, but you have players, and these are big-time players, and they are in the transfer portal. You're also getting this. There's negotiations going on. Hey, I'll stay. They want a better deal. If not, and let's face it, you know, you went there for Nick Saban. You're playing for Nick Saban. You're going to play in big games. It's not a foregone conclusion that Alabama stays Alabama. Because you have seen programs die, decay, when they don't have that coach that they once had. And I think that's something that Alabama is going to realize. Used to be Alabama decided who they wanted. Like UCLA basketball back in the 60s and 70s. They decided if they wanted you. You're trying to recruit them. Hey, what about me? Kentucky. It felt like Kentucky got whoever they wanted. There's certain schools. And then all of a sudden, you lose a little bit of that luster. Or you're not winning. Or your coach decides to leave. Or, in this case, retires. Then it's different. These kids were going there to play for Nick Saban. You're going to Georgia to play for Kirby Smart. Yes, Marv.
It's kind of like Florida when Urban Meyer was there. I was like, look, if he had stayed there,
yeah,
they probably run off a Saban-like run because they were on fire.
Let's see. This is from Ian Rappaport. Bill Belichick will have a second interview with the Atlanta Falcons this weekend. It'll be, let's see. Things are ramping up with the greatest coach of all time. So that's Ian Rappaport. All right. I think all signs lead towards Atlanta. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if Bill Belichick is, by this time next week, is the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. All right, take a break. Let's get Peter King's thoughts on this. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
We'll get some more phone calls coming up. He's Peter King, the great columnist, Football Morning in America, and contributor to Football Night in America. All right, Pete, let me start with the news here. Ian Rappaport saying Bill Belichick's got a second interview with the Atlanta Falcons. Do you think this is maybe a foregone conclusion? That's the best place for Belichick?
I don't know, Dan. I mean, you tell me. You tell me now whether, if you were Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman right now, you tell me, who do you want to coach your team next year? I mean, I understand that it's crazy to fire a coach 11 and a half months after he had his team in the Super Bowl. I get it. But you saw what happened to the Eagles. You listened to Jalen Hurts after the game, in which he gave probably the most lukewarm milk toast endorsement of a coach that you could possibly give. And you tell me there's not some issues there. That plus the fact that Jalen Hurts played just laconic football at the end of the year. I don't know what to call it. I can't figure it out, but that word comes to mind. I guess if Atlanta is going to sprint out and, you know, go out there and really try to seal up Bill Belichick, I suppose they'll get him. But Seth Wickersham had a great post on social media, I think it was yesterday, where he said, remember how all these teams didn't go after Tom Brady when he was a free agent, and some of them really regret it? Dan, I'm telling you, to this day, I believe the 49ers sincerely regret it. And, you know, so I don't know what to say other than you can find all the ways to criticize Belichick the way you can find ways to criticize Tom Brady, you know, 4 years ago. But I mean, it's Tom Brady, it's Bill Belichick. So I don't know. I do think some teams are going to have regrets if the Falcons swoop in and sign him.
The Cowboys decide to keep Mike McCarthy with Bill Belichick out there. How surprising is that to upgrade your coaching position?
You know, look, if you've won 36 regular season games in 3 years, I think you have a great argument to stay regardless of what happens in the postseason. But you know, Dan, look at 3 years in a row how their season has ended. It crashed and burned in Dallas against the 49ers 2 years ago when Dak and McCarthy screwed up the clock at the end of the game. It crashed and burned in an ugly loss at San Francisco, which they couldn't do anything on offense. And then, you know, look at what happened in San Francisco this year. They lose 42-10. So you win 12 games, but does anybody really feel at the end of this season, whatever, however you feel about how they were just absolutely manhandled by the seventh seed in the NFC, whatever you feel, does anybody feel they're close to the 49ers? I don't. So I don't know. To me, I thought Jerry Jones was going to look at this and say, we need shock therapy. We're a good team, but we're not going to win with this current administration. But Jerry decided otherwise.
Yeah, trying to figure that out. The 12 wins is great, and they could have 12 wins next year. But it doesn't mean anything unless you do something in the postseason. You could win 9 games and go to the Super Bowl. But,
yeah,
you know, hey, we got 12 wins. Okay. How dangerous are you when you get to the postseason? And you lose at home, and you lose to one of the youngest teams that we've had in recent history, and a quarterback making his postseason debut. And you were never in that game. I mean,
the crazy thing is, Dan, to me, when I think about that game, I just think that that had to be one of the most embarrassing games that Dan Quinn has ever run a defense for. And you know, you look at the end of this season, I think the last, whatever, 8 or 9 games, I figured it out the other day, they've allowed 25 points a game and 353 yards.
Yeah.
This is not, I mean, it was a shocking development, no question, but that Cowboys defense has looked like the Eagles defense over the last 6 or 7 weeks. And I don't know what that means, really. I just know that, you know, just the same way I was shocked that Jonathan Gannon got the job in Arizona last year, coming off a game in which his defense gave up 2 of the softest touchdowns in Super Bowl history, to lose the Super Bowl. And then 3 days later, he's being introduced as the coach of the Cardinals. And again, look, Jonathan Gannon's a good coach. Don't get me wrong. So maybe it shouldn't matter. Dan Quinn's a good coach. Maybe it shouldn't matter. I can't figure out how you pull an absolute no-show in that game, and that's what the Dallas defense did.
Talking to Peter King, I don't know other candidates who have been reported with Seattle other than Dan Quinn. Who else is in play for the Seattle Seahawks?
That's a really good question. They've kept it very close to the vest. I think they're in no hurry. I think they're doing this the right way, quite honestly. John Schneider, he's not going to be forced into doing anything. I think the best guy for that job, without any question, is Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel will be perfect with a guy like John Schneider, because John Schneider is a really good personnel guy. He'll find a quarterback for Mike Vrabel. All Mike Vrabel has to do is go and replicate the Legion of Boom, and I'm exaggerating there, but Mike Vrabel is a really, really good defensive coach, can build a good defense, and even when there's nothing to play for, look what happened against Jacksonville. They played that game like it was the seventh game of the World Series. That's what you want in your head coach. That's what was lacking to me with Nick Sirianni over the last 6 weeks.
We had Albert Breer on last hour, and he said that he feels like the Chargers' job is Jim Harbaugh's, if he wants it. What do you think?
I think it is, too. The Chargers have to do it, Dan. There's no question about it. They don't have a choice. They have just gone from, you know, hiring an inexperienced head coach in Brandon Staley, and it didn't work. And now they're in some trouble with a quarterback who's a franchise quarterback, and all you ever do is go 500 there on average. I think they need – the fire alarm is going off in their building, and they need help, and I do think that Harbaugh is going to be the guy, just assuming that they can get the contract done.
The Washington job with the number 2 pick overall, It feels like that's a really good opportunity to step into, but you would know better than I would of what they're... Are they going to get an established coach, a former coach?
I think it's more likely they get an offensive brain. I think when I sort of project all of these jobs, the one person for that job who I think would be ideal is Ben Johnson from Detroit. You see what he's done with Jared Goff. He's done a fantastic job with Goff. Goff was so tremendous the other night. I was in the building, and I'll just tell you this. There was a tenseness at the start of that game. There was that place. I wrote it in my column. At one point, they have one of those decibel meters, and the decibel meter was at 118. I mean, that's louder than Seattle or maybe just as loud. Now, it's a dome, but that is the same noise that you hear if you were standing, which we would never do, if you're standing on the runway and a 737 is taking off and you're right there as it passes by. That's what the noise was. And it never stopped. Dan Quinn told me 75 minutes before the game, the hair on the back of his neck is standing up because he's never been in an environment like that at that point before the game. But I think Ben Johnson would be a really good candidate. They're going to take a quarterback number two, almost certainly. So let Ben Johnson work with, you know, one of those guys, Drake May, Penix, Caleb Williams, whatever happens. And that's what I would do if I were them.
The odds of Carolina getting an established coach.
I mean, Dan, who wants to coach in Carolina? Let's be honest. I mean, who wants to go to work for David Tepper? Tell me. I would like to know. There's a lot of people who would say, oh, I'll take that job. And look, they'll get somebody good. I mean, if I were them, I'd go hard after Lou Anarumo. He got jobbed last year. He is an excellent football coach. He will build a great defense, and he'll figure it out on offense. But I think Lou Anarumo would be a great choice there. He'd establish some toughness right away, some credibility. But I also think that they have to be looking at somebody to salvage Bryce Young. And look, I'm so tired of hearing Bryce Young's a bust. What a terrible choice, all that stuff. How would you know if you're running for your life every snap? I mean, it's ridiculous to say that Bryce Young's a waste. It's stupid. And he still has a chance, I think, to be really good in the NFL. They just have to prioritize the offensive line above all.
The situation with the Colts with Jim Irsay, obviously sensitivity there, but the NFL, how do you handle something like that with Jim Irsay's health situation?
If indeed that it is substance abuse related, I think they have to treat this with some care. I mean, obviously they'll treat it with care, but they also have to treat it like, you know, you can't have different rules for an owner that you have for, you know, a coach or a player. And in my opinion, I think the NFL is going to have to find a way to massage this and to gently find a way to make sure he gets X amount of treatment and that there is probably at some point some discipline involved if it is what it appears to be. But again, I think we're so early in the story, we may end up finding out that it isn't what everybody says it is right now. So I think we have to be cautious about making any final judgment on that right now.
Good to talk to you, Pete. Safe travels this weekend. Thank you.
Hey, all the best, Dan. Good to talk to you.
That's Peter King, Football Morning in America columnist, contributor to Football Night in America. Yes, Jim Irsay was found unresponsive, and this according to TMZ. And the team says it's a respiratory illness, but according to TMZ, he was found unresponsive. And looking at this as, you know, some kind of drug overdose here. But he runs the Colts. You know, the NBA takes over a franchise. They've done this before, and you know, a dire situation like this. Like Jim Harbaugh runs the Colts, or Jim Irsay runs the Colts. Like that That's alarming. And I know he's battled a drug addiction, probably for the last 30 years. And as said, he's been sober. Andrea Kramer did the sit down with him on Real Sports on HBO, and he talked about how long he had been sober, but had this relapse reportedly. A couple of phone calls in here. Kurt in Michigan. Hi, Kurt. What's on your mind today?
Morning, DP.
Hey,
happy winter to you and the gang.
Thank you.
Are we sure that Belichick is going to get a job? I mean, ego would give me pause if I were an owner, but whatever. I don't know. Maybe it's against the grain. I don't know. But
he's available. He's the greatest coach of all time. I don't know what the downside would be. And if you're the Falcons, you don't have this history where you go, oh, my God, he's going to stain the reputation of our franchise. I mean, he already did that when he was the coach of the Patriots.
Oh, no.
But if you're Washington, Carolina, of course you're going to take him. You know, we speculated maybe Dallas would. I wondered if he would go to the West Coast with the Chargers. It feels like that's Jim Harbaugh's. But, he wants to go in and take over a team that's ready to win. They've underachieved. The Chargers certainly fit that description, and the Falcons do as well. Yes, Marv.
And if you're the Falcons, you take him for immediate relevancy, right? And yep. So I'm looking at their opponent schedule. Primetime game. Falcons, Cowboys. Sunday night, Monday night. They play the NFC East next season. So he gives you automatic relevance, and you get a quarterback, Russell Wilson. And then, why not?
Okay, all right.
His wife's from Atlanta? Come on.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Does she want to go back to Atlanta?
Oh, I got to call her.
Yeah, because I don't know that. I don't know. Sources close to Ciara saying that she... What's Future think about that?
Keep me out of that.
Okay. All right. let's take a break. More phone calls coming up. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Lakers overcame a triple-double from Luka, beat the Mavs. Dallas is 5-2 this season when Luka records a triple-double. They were 17-3 the previous two seasons when he had a triple-double. Anthony Davis has played well. You know, once again, Anthony Davis, he could be like the Dallas Cowboys where you go, yep, good regular season. All right, let's see what happens in the postseason. Like, is there, who would be the player comp for the Dallas Cowboys? Paulie?
A player who is always good at the regular season and doesn't show up. James Harden? Prime James Harden? Remember he'd run out of gas 4 or 5 years ago?
Okay.
No offense, Jim. But I think James Harden would be...
Nobody calls him Jim Harden.
Yeah, he's good friends.
In the postseason, he's Jim Harden.
That's what I'm, yeah.
Regular season, he's James
Harden.
James
in November, Jim in April.
Is Kyrie already trolling to go to the Lakers and play with LeBron? Was he asked about that, Marvin?
I think there were rumors circulating that he wanted to go back during free agency. And I told, it's like Kyrie broke up with a really hot girl when he was 23, and then he started dating other hot girls. But it's like they weren't as hot as her.
Okay, all right.
And now I'm regretting it.
Okay, Seton.
But I like that people that Kyrie has shopped around a little bit. Maybe learned his mistake, learned, you know what, I had a pretty good thing there, and I still have the ability to maybe get it back. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I mean, he's clearly working well with Luka. He's taken a back seat to Luka, and it's like, no, yeah, dude, this is your team. Go ahead.
But
that's okay.
He always want what he doesn't have.
Maybe.
And then he has it, and then he wants something. I mean, he's averaging 25 a game. But if you can get a quiet 25... Kyrie has given you a quiet 25 this year. We haven't talked about the earth being flat or any of the other conspiracy theories. And the team is good, but I just feel like the Mavs are going to waste Luka's. We're going to wake up and go, man, he's 29, hasn't done anything. I feel that way. Yeah, Paulie.
I got the Mavericks at 24-18, comfortably in the seventh seed. That sounds like, I think I've said this the past 3 years in a row. It feels like the Denver Nuggets, if they're healthy, it's hard to picture them not being there for the West.
But I don't think Dallas is better than Minnesota right now or Oklahoma City.
Minnesota's 29-11.
Yeah.
Dude.
But that's a, well, regular season. What are you going to do in the postseason? There are certain teams and players who are built for a, you know, 5-game series or a 7-game series. Just like there's baseball teams where you go, gosh, they weren't great, but you get them into a 5-game series or it comes down to a 3-game series. You know, the Celtics, man, look at these numbers. Celtics haven't lost at home this year. Boston has won 20 consecutive home games. That's the 11th longest streak to start a season in NBA history. And the longest for any team since the Spurs in 2015, they won their first 39 home games. Warriors won their first 36 home games.
Ow, stat of the day. This is the stat of the day.
Stat of the day, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Joe in South Bend. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind today?
Morning, Dan.
Morning, Joe.
First time, long time, 6 foot and an embarrassing jelly like 225.
Right.
Hey, I was just wondering if by some slim chance the Green Bay Packers would go on to win the Super Bowl, how do you think Aaron Rodgers would feel? Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Dropped the mic there, Joe.
That's a call.
I think that he would be, well, I don't know with him. I think you say the right things. He would probably say, hey, I reached out to Jordan Love and congratulated him. I don't know if he's going to go, man, I'm really happy for the GM, Brian Gutekunst. Because he won't be. Matt LaFleur, he'd probably say, I'm really happy for Coach. Some of his former teammates. I would hope that he would feel that way. But I think privately, be like, damn, they didn't need me.
Nice you guys finally got back there without me.
Brett in Orlando. Hey, Brett, what's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. 6'4", and I'm really working on it, sir.
All righty. All righty.
It's real important for me to say, Dan, this is my very first time calling in to y'all, and it's a real honor to talk to you and the Danettes. So much appreciation and love for y'all's work.
Thank you, Brett.
Absolutely, sir. That being said, I'm a very deeply passionate Longhorn and was on a walk this morning and was listening in to the comments and certainly what you played from our head coach, Rodney Terry, after the basketball game. And I just wanted to make a couple of comments, Dan, that I think it's not a great look for Rodney to kind of call out the college players or call out the Central Florida players with regards to the horns down. But I think it's important also to kind of differentiate that both things can be true. I'm on a real popular Rivals message board that certainly is representative of a large portion of Longhorn fans, but certainly not everyone. And hardly anyone, Dan, is really bothered by the horns down. And so I think that has been going on for well north of a decade. And I'm 58 years of age. It's been going on since I can remember, but it's certainly in the last, 20 years has picked up steam. And now it's just a thing. Myself included, I think a lot of us just truly feel you take it as a compliment.
Yes. I mean, that's the way I would view it, Brett. If they know it gets to you, they're going to continue to do it. And all the coach has to say is, hey, you know what? Talk to Johnny Dawkins and his players about it. It's not my place. Let Johnny handle his own players. My players know how to handle, the outcome of a game with class. Whatever. But if they know it gets to you, it's like when you argue with your brother and you know if you go there's certain things and you go there, then it's go time. Like, you know that, and that's why you do it. Yes, Seton.
The thing for me that really pushed that storyline over the top or made it actually even a storyline was years ago the Big 12 making it an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. Is that if another, the team playing Texas did that, it was now you got flagged for it. And that to me was like, this is ridiculous. This is absolutely absurd. So when it occasionally bubbles up, it's like, oh, here we go. Texas is upset again. I don't think the SEC is going to do that, but
I don't think it'll be in the language of the SEC handbook there. No. All right, 2 hours in the books. One more to go. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly, Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.